بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الرابع عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: إن الله تعالى تابع الوحي على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل وفاته حتى توفي أكثر ما كان الوحي. متفق عليه. This is the second last hadith in this chapter, that towards the end of a person's life, a person must increase doing good work. And as soon as a person is born in this world, he's already getting older all the time. So not what we think old age, then we should increase. If you ask this age of a 1 year or 1 day old baby, and you ask the mother, father, how old is he? We'll ask also, how old is he? He's only born still. They'll say he's 1 day old. They won't say he's 1 day young. They'll say he's 1 day old. So already from there we are getting older. So we should be increasing our good deeds all the time. That is what this chapter is about, and the various ahadith that has come. This hadith narrated by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that that Allah tabaraka ta'ala sent revelation, wahi, more frequently to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as he neared his demise. Inna Allah azza wa jal taba al wahi ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam qabla wafatihi. Hatta tuwafiya, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, akthara ma kana al-wahy. Revelation was at its height. The most revelation came when at the end of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. The explanation of this, the ulama explained, the reason for the abundance of revelation close to the time of parting from this world of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was due to the many delegations that started coming to Medina Sharif. Islam spread after the conquest of Mecca, and from all four sides, all the time delegations were coming who are accepting Islam. And they all wanted to know various rulings about Islam. How to do this, how to do that. So therefore the wahi also came. From here also we learn a very important point, that the whole of deen is on wahi, on revelation. And that is one distinguishing factor of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, that unlike all the other muhaddithin, he started his kitab of Bukhari Sharif with kitabul wahi, about revelation. That is, we must be guided by wahi, by revelation. We cannot on our own ever think or fathom how to chalk out our lives. Or any matter what to do, we have to follow wahi. So Allah was sending wahi to the end, because so many people were accepting Islam, and people who were new, they did not know anything about Islam. And they were asking all different questions. So therefore, wahi came in great amounts in order to direct the ummah what we should be doing. And Allah reward the muhaddithin that they had gathered all those narrations, and the mufassireen, all that ayat, and they have given the explanation. So we also today, in every aspect of our lives, we will find full guidance in the revelation which Allah has given. So if we want our goodness, we want our success, not only of this world, but of the akhirat also, it is totally necessary for us that we follow wahi, and we don't follow our own thinking. And we can also, we all are clamoring about unity. If everyone does what he thinks, there can never be unity. If we all do what Allah wants from us, there will be total unity. We will all be doing what Allah wants from us, and in the way Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam showed it to us, we'll have full unity. But when all of us are pulling in our own direction, then there can never ever be unity. So these delegations posed many questions pertaining to the rules and regulations of Islam, necessitating revelation. And even Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, so many things he was asked, he said, I will ask Allah Ta'ala. I will find out from Allah Ta'ala. Even Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not know and did not chalk out the deen of his own, what Allah had revealed to him. And that is Quran Sharif. And even the hadith is also from Allah. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said was also under the guidance of wahi. One is wahiya matlu, that is that wahi which is recited, the Quran Sharif. And the other is wahiya ghair matlu, that wahi which is also wahi, but it is not recited like the Quran Sharif, the Hadith Sharif, and the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So all that is from Allah Ta'ala. Further, there was a need to reveal the remaining aspects of the Sharia so that Islam was perfected before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the world. And Allah Ta'ala had promised that He will give the complete way of life. So all that had to be done. So therefore, revelation, wahi, came in great amounts towards the end of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It is also possible that due to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's closeness to Allah during the end stages of his worldly life, Allah Ta'ala communicated with him more frequently. There is another aspect of great love and bond between Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the end of his life was coming now, so Allah was speaking more to him, sending more wahi. Just like we know somebody who is very dear and close to us, and the time of the departure of that person comes, he's going to be going away now, then we also want to speak more. And we say, I won't get this chance again. This person is going to leave now. So it is also possible that from that aspect also, wahi was coming in great amounts. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq that as we are growing older all the time, we must also increase our good deeds all the time. All the time we should see, and the right thing is that we should be making our dunyas work less and our deeds work more. More ibadat, more turning to Allah Ta'ala, that is the right way a person should go. And in line with that also we see that this is, today is the 23rd of Muharram. And the last, there is only 1 week left of the month of Muharram. And the Ashhur-e-Hurum, the 4 sacred months, Rajab which was separate, and then Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah and Muharram. Today is already the 23rd. After 1 week, the sacred months have come to an end. And in fact, this is the last weekend when we keep Rosa Thursday, Friday and Saturday. We get the sawab of, in one riwayat, 700 years of ibadat. And in one riwayat, 900 years of ibadat. Which is effectively 18 lifespans. So if a person just keeps that rosa, he will get the sawab of making ibadat as though he lived for 18 lives. So much sawab it will be. And if we observe the Thursday, Friday, Saturday rosa for this 4 months, so about 16 weekends, that works out about 300 lifespan. And Jannat is forever and ever, and so vast, we have to work a lot. It isn't that we have got so much of sawab, so we are all right. Now we will need, no matter how much we have, we will want more. So these occasions Allah has given. However, this 1 week, every day's roza of Muharram, we get the sawab of 30 days of roza. So we can still keep for this 1 week the rozas, and we'll get for every day 30 days rozas. So whatever we can do, we should try and do. Make our ibadat more at night also. For example, make sure we make our namazes with jamaat, especially Isha and Fajr. And also that we read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarak Alladhi between Maghrib and Isha. If we do that, we get the sawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. So every night we can get that amount of sawab. And if we read the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, the fourth supara towards the end, the third quarter, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. A person who reads that at night, he gets the sawab of making ibadat the whole night. So there are many, many ways of getting great, great rewards. And this valuable time, this very precious time, when the reward of amala even multiplied more than all this also. It's just about a week we have got left. So let us try and make the best of it, not waste this time, not be unmindful of it, but make the best way it will help us forever in the Akhirah. And our deen is such, it is only for Akhirah. Whatever we do, we get the full benefits in dunya also. Allah makes our dunya's life easy, comfortable, even the great benefits of dunya. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.